What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore, my co-host, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So where have we been, Kathy?
We've been to Israel.
What do you think about it?
It was a long trip there, yes.
Long time. So we did go to Israel with our church, First Free Will Baptist Church, and also there were people there from Catalyst Church that went as well. Brandon Masson and his wife Andrea went, and it was just a fantastic trip, wasn't it?
It was. It really
was. We can check it off the list now. We have been to Israel.
Our bucket list, yes.
We got kicked off a Temple Mount.
Yeah.
Right? So that was fun. How'd you like that?
That was interesting.
Yeah. So we have been jet lagged.
Yes.
It was a 12-hour flight back from Istanbul, Turkey, and we had already been on the plane for 2 other hours coming from Tel Aviv to Istanbul. So our days and nights were kind of mixed up, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Are you recovered yet?
I think so.
I think we're recovered. So today's show, we're talking about teenage drivers, and this is a big day because we have our special guest here, our daughter Madison. Say hello, Madison.
Hi.
I don't know if Madison likes doing this, but I pray that I'm not embarrassing my daughter, because did your parents ever embarrass you when you were a kid, Madison, Kathy?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Okay. My dad.
I know yours
dad.
Did too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not what we want to try to do here, but... today, she got her driver's license, and she's been driving with a permit for a little bit over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is now where the rubber meets the road. We're actually, you know, reaping what we sowed. We're taking our own medicine. What do you want to take it, Kathy? Because, you know, now we're the ones paying the teenage driver
or
unexperienced rate.
Yes.
So
it's
we've
expensive.
Got. Yes. Yeah, so we did add her today because she got the license. And what did she have to do to get a license? What was involved, Madison? What did you have to do you started out with driver's ed. What was the process of getting your driver's license?
My permit or my driver's license?
Your permit, yes.
Well, for my permit, I had to take the class or take a 200 exemption question test to do get my permit. I took the 200 exemption question, and then I got an 86 on that. And then I had to drive 6 hours to school, which I had to wait like 2 months because there's a big long waiting list. Which my birthday was in January, but I finally started driving in March, and then I had to go to the DMV and pass another 25 question test and a road sign test to get my permit. And then the state recently has changed it, so I was supposed to be getting it on my birthday, which is January 11th, but then I wasn't allowed to get it because they changed it to a year since you got your permit. So now I had to wait till March. So. And I also had to do a 60-hour driving log to get my license and have my permit with me and have the papers from the insurance company, which is the
DL-123. Yes, the proof of liability insurance, what that is. So she went through the process, and, you know, she had to have a driver's ed class and, you know, did drive and had a classroom.
This is for North Carolina.
This is North Carolina. So
right.
Georgia could be different. I don't even know.
A year and a day for Georgia. You have to wait a year and a day.
Mm-hmm. It's a year and a day in Georgia, too. So that's what we had to do. There was a time where we think that they had waived that rule temporarily due to COVID.
Because of COVID, they did do
but
that.
Now that that's been stated, it's a year and a day. And now with her license, she does have some still restrictions on the license. What did they tell you at the DMV, Kathy? What did they
she
say?
She can only drive from, I think it was, what time was it, Madeline?
5 to 9.
5 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
Okay, so
unless she had worked, or it was for some type of she was doing some type of volunteering
or
for
an emergency.
Emergencies, yeah.
Emergencies.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Madison.
Yes, congratulations.
So we're proud of you got your license, and I remember the day I got my license and going out in your first drive on yourself is a rite of passage, I guess.
Yes.
Right.
It
so, is. So we've talked about. Like I said, we're just reaping what we sow here. We're reaping, you know, taking our own medicine. But, you know, things that we've talked about on the air that's got young drivers in trouble. What's one of the biggest things that we've seen that really impacts young drivers, Kathy, as far as?
Distracted driving.
Okay, distracted driving.
Texting and driving.
So we know not to do that. Mm-hmm. What's another thing that's troublesome when it comes to teenagers and driving?
They let other people drive their cars.
That's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it when I was a kid. I understand, Kathy, did you let somebody drive your car when you were a kid?
No.
No, not much.
Mm-mm.
So it's just one thing that you just try to best avoid doing. And we've had the claims more than on lots of occasions where somebody else is driving the car.
Right.
And then old dad's getting sued because some boy or girl friend was driving the car, and then there's been an accident.
Right.
We had one this year that was last past year was a tremendous claim. It was
The thing that people have to remember is you loan your car, you loan your insurance. People don't see it that way, but that's how it is. If you let someone drive your car, their policy will pick up. The one who's driving the car, owns the car, will be getting the insurance, will hit their insurance first. And if they have their own, someone else has their own insurance, then their insurance will hit after that. Yeah. But it's definitely something people need to understand how that works.
Yes, you loan your car, you loan your insurance. So Madison, you know, talking today is your mom and dad here. There's going to be pressure sometimes where somebody wants to drive your car. And particularly when I had a truck when I was a kid, there was always somebody wanted to borrow the truck to move furniture, you bring something to the dorm room or whatever else. And you just have to say no in those situations. So you just cannot let anybody drive your car. But it's very tempting because I had one of the cool guys that was older than me when I was a kid wanted to drive the car. And he's like, plays ball and stuff. Masses are laughing, you know. But, you know, I let him drive my car because he was a older, cooler guy or whatever, you know. And so you don't want to, or it could be a cooler girl or somebody wants to drive your car. But there's pressure there to let somebody, people are very persuasive about it. You know, if you've got a car and they want you to drive a car. Did you want to drive your friend's Corvette when you were growing up, Kathy? Did you get to drive it?
No.
No, did you want to, though?
No.
Sure you did.
Was her mom's? No,
you would
I wasn't.
You would like to have driven the car.
I rode in. That's all that mattered. So
yeah. So you and Kathy was like the blind-headed girl driving down the car with her little friend and cruising. You used to cruise down Clearwater Beach or something. Mm-hmm. What you did?
That's right.
Yeah. So you were. I'm sure you were really cool. So, but you cannot let anybody drive the car. It's just part of because what's going to happen is if there's an accident, then your insurance company on the car is going to be the one paying the bill for that. And then after that is exhausted, then whoever, if you have insurance of your own, if you're the one that's borrowing the car, then you have your own insurance. That insurance will pick up after the insurance on the car will pick up. And it does get very, people are surprised to find that, aren't they, Kathy?
Yes, a lot.
So we even have, a gentleman works with us. His daughter was in a real bad situation where she loaned the car, and then our I guess colleague or what we call him, he ended up getting sued for that. He was mm-hmm. the one that got sued, and the insurance company had to go ahead and sell that out. But it was
a long process.
It was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it drug out.
It could have been avoided by just not letting anybody drive your car.
Yeah, and we've had that show about that when we've had somebody drive a car. So, I wonder, you know, being a new driver, you know, when you think about insurance, Madison, do you even know, do you know what liability is?
Yes.
What's liability? Do you know?
Liability? It's like being liable for, what you do.
Okay, that's correct. That's the right answer. So, You're responsible for your actions,
yeah.
Right? And actually, me and your mother are what's called vicariously liable for your actions. You're a minor, and we're responsible for what you do.
Yeah.
So when you're driving a car, the first thing you'll see on the insurance policy is liability in protection. And what that is that if you are negligent, which you mean you have driven the car and you're at fault, then what's going to happen is the liability is going to pay for that, and that will be paying for somebody's property damage or bodily injury. So if you were to be in an accident and you're at fault, then the liability insurance on our policy is going to pay for that third party for their bodily injury or property damage. And that gets expensive, right, Kathy?
It does.
And why is that?
Because they're inexperienced drivers.
Yeah, but why is it so expensive these days?
because of all the litigations.
Litigations, yeah. And Georgia is the number one state when it comes to litigation in the country as far as it's the worst legal environment in the state when it comes to this.
Yes.
So, or in the country, I meant to say. Okay, so we'll come back and we will talk some more about youth law operators driving. My name is Mark Moore, and this is my wife, Kathy Moore, and we're on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. And we want to let you know where our locations are for our offices. We have three locations in Georgia. One is in Blairsville, Georgia, which is called More Insurance Services, Inc. We're right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office in the South State Bank building there. We're not part of the bank, but we're in a separate section of the bank there at South State Bank. So come by and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizzick, Cindy Odom, and Greg Buchanan. They like to help with you with your insurance there in Blairsville. Then we have our other location in Georgia, which is in Hiwassee, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C, right there next to the hospital in the Town Trace brick building, red brick building there on the main drag. Come by and see Rose there in Hiwassee to help you with your insurance. Our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance. It's right past United Community Bank there in Blue Ridge, and then right there between Burger King and the United Community Bank building there. Please come by and see Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter, and Cody Webb for all your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge. Then we have a location in Hayesville, North Carolina, which is our main location. It's right there at 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville. We're right next to United Community Bank there as well. Please come by and see Mandy Sosby, Diane Lampe, Amy Kitchens, Emily McKeon, Vaughn Hobbs, and Mark and myself were there to help you with your insurance needs there in Hayesville. And then our last location is Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance there in Murphy. Come by and see us there. We're right past the Arby's there on the left-hand side. You can come by and see Velda Cook Dockery and Heather Temple for your insurance needs there in Murphy. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And, of course, like us on Facebook.
Okay, so today we're here with our daughter, Masson.
Yes.
And she got her license today. Today is the day that she got it. And we are, you know, it's, time just goes by in a hurry, doesn't it, Kathy?
Yes,
it's hard
it
to believe. It's been, well, she's over 16 now, but today was the first day she's eligible to get her license because you had to have the permit for a year and a day. And so she has passed all of her tests and also her driving test and now has a license. So we went and added her on our insurance policy.
Right.
As we texted a picture of the license back to our office. They added her and our insurance went up. How much, Kathy?
$3,000.
$3,000 a year.
Yes.
So, and that's, you know, hopefully if Madison keep driving without an accident or a ticket, then that cost will come down over the next 3 years.
Plus, a lot of companies or a lot of carriers will also give discounts for good students or defensive driving. I have to verify that that has been applied to our
Well, Madison's a good student, so that's
good.
And
she's a good student, and she has taken driver's ed, but sometimes you have to have proof of this to get those discounts. And there's other things we can actually have her do, like different courses, and some carriers will allow that, especially in Georgia, not always in North Carolina where she's at. So keep that in mind as well to help with the cost of the actual insurance.
Yep. So we went through the insurance policy. It's fairly simple, but I think that all teenage drivers should have awareness about what kind of coverage they have on their policy. You know, we have a liability policy, and thank you, Mr. Penland at Business Essentials. Madison knows what liability is after being in class, correct?
Yes.
So that's if you're, you know, if you cause somebody property damage or bodily injury, you're responsible. Our insurance policy, we have $1 million of coverage, not to mention our umbrella policy that we have. So we have hopefully adequate coverage to cover a loss. Then the next thing we have is medical payments coverage. And what that is, Madison, is it's going to cover you or your friends in the car to up to $5,000. Maybe we have 10. You know, Kathy?
I think we have higher than that.
I think we have 10. So that would be kind of like a mini health insurance policy if somebody's injured. Doesn't matter who's at fault. It's just going to pay out, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 in most cases.
In the first 6 months of her provisional license, she's not allowed to have more than one person in the car.
More than one person, yeah.
And if it's a sibling, she can only have the sibling in the car until her 6 months is up, and she has to drive 6 hours during the day and 6 hours during the night to be able to finalize her prerequisites for her license.
Which she'll do.
Yes.
So the next part of the coverage on the insurance policy is uninsured motorist. And what that is, Masson, is like if somebody was to hit you and didn't have enough insurance or no insurance, then our policy is going to pay for that for us. Now, here's my philosophy on, and I'm going to come back next week. Masson will not be here, but we're going to be adding on a vehicle off our business onto our personal insurance policy. Mm-hmm. I've got to change the title over.
Yes.
Right now, as much as Masson wants to take off and drive off in the Highlander Pilot, it's still registered in our business, and also she's not a driver on our business. We can't add her, I do not think, because she's
21.
Yes. So once that car is titled over, I'm going to have a breakdown. But one philosophy is that we're going to use is that you can have maybe an older car, which this is. I think it's a reliable car. Mm-hmm. It's a 2011 Honda Pilot that we've had for a while. I do believe it's got 180,000 miles on the car. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, this is a good car for somebody that's starting out as a new driver.
Yes. Because
it's not a brand new car.
Right.
Now, that's up to you. If somebody wants to buy their kids a new car and, you know, hats off to you. But I think that you're not going to save money that way. And I'm looking at probably having just liability coverage on the car, because I'm not sure what the Honda Pilot's worth. I know that's worth a lot more with the market. It's changed so much with used cars.
Right.
But at one time, I was offered $3,500 as a trade-in for that car.
That was years ago before the costs have changed. So, yeah.
So maybe it's stayed the same. Maybe I don't know what we can maybe pull a blue book value and see what the trade-in value would be.
Right.
But I'm guessing that the comp and collision rates on that car are going to be probably the time you pay that.
Not comp, but collision definitely would be, yeah.
Well, the physical damage.
I mean,
we'll come back next week with an actual breakdown of what it's going to cost.
Right.
And I think that Kathy and I will probably decide not to carry a collision on the vehicle because it's going to be not worth it when the cost of carrying collision is going to be probably half of what the car is worth.
Right.
So
we'll have to see.
We'll have to see. But that's one philosophy you can use is get an older, get a reliable car and carry just liability on it. I hate to call it a disposable car, but I mean, if we were to lose the car, we're not going to be out $20,000 to $30,000. You know, we might be out maybe, well, in this case here, they said it was $3,500. That is going to probably be after two renewals, we probably could recoup the money of what the car was actually worth by the time we pay collision on a car that's that old. So that's why I think it could be a good idea just to carry the liability coverage and not carry coverage for physical damage on the car. But we'll come back with some hard numbers after we make our decision and let you know what we decided. But
I always write comp, and it doesn't matter if it's an older vehicle or not, just because people hit deer all the time and they total their car.
I really do.
I don't think people realize how much that can – people say, oh, well, I'm fine, and then they hit a deer like a week later.
Or a tree falls on it, or there's hail damage.
Or it catches on fire. So someone steals it. So
Mason, what you need about that is that comprehensive coverage is – anything that could happen to your car that's damaged when you're not driving it, with the exception of hitting a deer.
Okay.
Now, if you see a deer, and what are you going to do if you see a deer?
Stop.
No, you're going to hit it. You just slam into it, okay? If you swerve to miss the deer, she's got a really bad face. You just got to kill the deer, Masson.
Because stop in the road the deer.
Well, if you
don't
can
hit the deer on purpose.
Well, if you can avoid the deer, that's great. But if you can't avoid the deer, you just got to hit it, because if you swerve and miss the deer, and there's no damage or no signs of hitting the deer, then we have no coverage. Are you prepared to do this?
I'm prepared to stop in the middle of the road and not hit the deer. It's that simple.
Well, trust me, hit the deer, okay? Tell her why, Matt, Kathy.
There's no reason. You just don't hit the deer.
If you don't hit the deer, we have no coverage. If you hit the deer, we do have coverage if you're carrying just comprehensive.
Well, if I avoid the deer altogether, there's nothing that will be to great. Car. It's that simple. But, you just stop them on the road and then nothing happens.
But you never swerve and cause an accident because of an animal.
Well, people you're worth more than an animal. We have seen people in the past that actually have tried to avoid a deer or some type of animal in the road, and then they have gone off and hit a tree and
the $10,000 squirrel.
Yeah, and they've hit that, and they have actually hurt themselves or killed themselves because they avoided an animal. So keep that in mind.
Okay, I was confused. He was just telling me to hit a deer like what I see on the road.
Yeah, so there we go. All right, that's a wrap. And so anyway, we will be back this week, and we'll let you know what the damage was to us. And I'm Mark Moore, Kathy Moore on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.